Muffed is here a year with real football to talk about. This is the Colts 2025 season in review. Muffed!
Jonathan Taylor led the entire NFL in rushing touchdowns with 18 on a team that missed the playoffs. Here's how the Colts built one of the best rushing attacks in football, why Daniel Jones quietly had the best year of his career before going down, and the defensive number that explains how a 7-1 start turned into 8-9. Second among AFC teams on the outside looking in, they started 7-1, all but one of those wins by double digits, and the wheels came off, but the offense was real. And the data tells you exactly where it broke. Start with the team level picture. The Colts finished plus 72.9 in total offensive expected points added, 9th in the league, 75th percentile. The defense, plus 4.7 expected points added allowed. And remember, on defense, you want that number deeply negative, so plus 4.7 is middle of the pack, 16th. Third down was a real strength, 43% conversion rate, 8th in the NFL. The schedule tells the variant story by itself. 7 wins in the first 8 games, then 7 losses in the final 9, including a 48-27 home blowout to the Niners in week 16. This was not a steady team. This was a team that smashed the front half and got muffed the back half. Now let's talk about the passing offense. Daniel Jones threw for 3,101 yards, 19 touchdowns, and only 8 interceptions in 13 games before injury took him out around week 15. His completion percentage was 68 against an expected of 64.6, plus 3.4 over expectation, 6th best among qualified starters. His adjusted net yards per attempt of 7.3 also ranked 6th, genuinely the best stretch of Jones's career. As a unit, the passing game finished plus 32.9 in passing expected points added on 582 attempts, 12th in the league, but boom or bust with a clear cliff at the quarterback position once Jones went down. The unit had a top 10 ceiling with Jones healthy. Without him, it fell off a cliff. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this is where the Colts genuinely smashed. Plus 34 expected points added on the ground, 3rd in the entire NFL, 94th percentile, 2,009 rushing yards, 118.2 per game, 4.5 a carry, 27 rushing scores as a team. Jonathan Taylor was the engine, 323 carries, 1,585 yards, 4.9 a pop, and the league-leading 18 rushing touchdowns. Unlike the passing game, this was the steady floor. Even after Jones went down, Taylor kept eating, including an 83-yard touchdown up the middle against the Falcons in Week 10 to flip a 16-17 fourth quarter deficit. That one run was worth plus 6.4 expected points by itself. When the rest of the season fell apart, Taylor's production did not. That's the identity of this offense. Next up, the pass defense, where the math gets uncomfortable. The Colts allowed plus 26 expected points added through the air. And on defense, you want that number deeply negative. So a positive number means opposing passing games were moving the ball on you. 262.5 passing yards allowed per game, 39 sacks, 16th in the league, 53rd percentile, middle of the pack pressure. The one thing this unit did well was take the ball away. 22 total takeaways, including 14 interceptions, 10th in the NFL, 72nd percentile. But the back half of the year exposed the coverage. 48 points hung on them by the Niners, 38 by the Texans in the finale. Boom or bust, and the busts came when it mattered most.
And the run defense was actually the better side of the ball. The Colts allowed minus 21.7 expected points added on the ground. And on defense, that big negative number is exactly what you want. 78th percentile in the league. 102 rushing yards a game allowed, 16 rushing touchdowns surrendered, a quietly good run-stopping unit, steady week after week. Not the loudest stat on the sheet, but the most consistent thing the Colts defense did all year. When teams tried to run on Indy, they generally got nothing.
Muffed! Season MVP is Jonathan Taylor, and it's not close. 323 carries, 1,585 yards, and a league-leading 18 rushing touchdowns. The one thing that has to get fixed, the pass defense allowed plus 26 expected points through the air, and giving up 262 yards a game is what turned a 7-1 start into a missed playoff.
That's the Colts 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Colts feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.